First, I want to talk about you do both things very well, estate planning and you do real estate law, which I think is also really smart as a business guy because there's ebbs and flows in all businesses.
Yeah, big ebbs. Call it 08, 09. My partner and I were down 90%.
90%.
Yeah.
And the inventory's low now, too. So I imagine, hey, this is why you're touting a lot what you do with estate planning as well.
Well, yes. And the thing is that everybody needs the estate planning. Not everybody can afford a home. But the bottom line is one of the best things we offer is people who've already been to another lawyer, no matter how many years ago, they don't read their items as far as what's sitting in a folder. So we offer what we call the free tune-up, which is bring all the stuff from the other lawyer, no charge, and I flip through and I say, did you know you put Joe Richardson as your trustee? That's the guy who divorced my daughter. So, I mean, it comes up just to say, now here's what you can do. They still don't have any obligation. But we can look at the high points of what they decided back in the day and say, is this still your wish? Are these still your wishes? Sometimes it's fine, but also things like the medical power of attorney. They now have a daughter who's a doctor at Northwestern or something, and when they did it at the time, you know, she was in high school. Well, they had the neighbor as the medical power of attorney because they always came and brought her groceries or whatever. So, yeah, so those life issues change. As far as your money, you could have way more money than you had before or way less money, but the bottom line is that's one of the things people really like about our office. We even do Zoom calls if they're willing to send me the documents, but I kind of like the in-person so they get a feel for my great staff, too.
Yeah. You're so kind to give credit to your staff. I would agree with that. But the fact that you do a tune-up, I just want to say, and there's other lawyers and estate planning lawyers who I love who come on this show too, that they just honestly say, we don't do that. That's just not part of our work, and that's fine.
Yeah, they've got enough new clients that are coming in regardless, but I just put 4 kids through college, so I'm hungry. And
So you'll actually read the stuff, and if you think it's all good, you'll just say thumbs up, and they don't pay you anything?
I interrogate them, and I just say, now listen, did you know you did? It's mainly the roles of the people they appointed to serve after they're gone or after you're disabled. The power of attorneys kick in when you get disabled, and there's more dementia now. There's all these issues. So we talk about that, the what-ifs, and then who they're leaving their money to. At the time, they maybe didn't have the substantial wealth they have now, and they might have been doing percentages or something like that now that don't make any sense. Also, now they have grandchildren. Maybe before they only had kids. So I look them in the eye, and they say, is there any chance your kids live above your means? They go, yes, they go through all their money. Well, guess what? There may not be anything for your grandkids.
Yeah.
If when the kids get your money, they may just start going, you know, crazy and living above their means again. So we do what's called the skip over, John, and that is we say half to the current first generation, but we carve out an automatic half to the grandkids. So there's a way that the grandkids will still enjoy their money.
Interesting. So you look it all over, and that part is free. You just do a free consultation on this.
Right.
And then if you're like, here's some changes I recommend, here's roughly how many hours it'll take.
Oh, it's not even hours, bud.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like a car wash. Do you want the hot wax? Do you want the undercoat? Do you want the undercoat? What we say is, hey, this will be $250.
Yeah.
It's not big money. And it is tied to my hourly time, but it also isn't, because a lot of it, if the husband and wife want the same things in their medical directive, let's say, we're not going to do the whole full price.
Okay.
And then if there's maybe a matter that they bought a home already, since they already did, they don't even own the one that's in their trust anymore, then we'll do a deed to Cook County or DuPage or whoever to make sure, because that would have been derailed if those people didn't come see me, even though they paid $3,000 for a trust. If the house is not deeded in the trust, even if it's listed, it has no effect. They're going to probate.
I love that. A tune-up is what it is. That's
yes.
What you call it. And I just want to make sure people know that, because not every lawyer does that.
Yep.
I love that you do that. How can people reach you if they want to do that?
Yeah, no problem. They can do 630-285-5300, or we have the domain WGNattorney.com, which steers to my website.
Yeah, 630-285-5300. I have a tattoo. That's why I got it right on my right arm.
And
there.
Your rearview mirror.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get to Richard because he's holding here. Richard, go ahead. What's your question, my friend?
Actually two-part. One is, what is the best time, if you're in the higher income, to transfer from a regular IRA to a Roth?
Okay, is that question one?
That's question one.
Let me tackle that one first. Let me tackle that one first here, because Dave is as many things and many talents. You are not a financial advisor, though, Dave, right?
I have zero licenses.
Right, and I don't want to give advice, although I will say, Richard, there's a lot of different thoughts on the strategies, and a lot of people I talk to advocate for spreading this out and not taking hits in one single year. How old are you, Richard?
58.
And are you retired yet or no?
2 years.
2 years. 60. Okay. Do you have a financial person you work with, Richard, by any chance, or no?
I'm talking to a couple, interviewing a couple different people.
Can I add one more to the list if you haven't done it yet?
Absolutely.
His name is Tim Stearns. He's from TJ Stearns. He's been on with Hochberg. He's on with me. And there's a lot of great financial advisors I've chatted with.
He's just, actually one of the two.
Good. Talk to him, because he's going to talk you through that 401k Roth conversion. That's a lot of what he does. They all do it, but Tim, I know, specializes in that. So good. I'm glad you're interviewing him. He's the guy to ask for that, because that's going to need, I need to know your income, all this stuff. And again, I'm not a certified financial planner like Tim is. So what is question two, Richard?
If I'm moving, do you have to, when you set up a trust, do you have to set up a trust in the state that I live in now, Illinois, versus the state that I'm going to is Minnesota?
Ooh, good question.
If you have an Illinois trust already, an Illinois trust can hold a Minnesota property. You just have to tell the realtor when you make your offer, give them a copy of your trust. If you've never done it and you're leaving Illinois, then just get settled and then do a new one once you're settled there. And then that trust attorney in Minnesota will deed your new house into that trust.
Do you have a trust right now, Richard?
No, I'm looking actually to get a trust now and to a will, estate planning. And then in 2 years when I move, I may have to update it.
Yeah, that'll work. You just have to remember, when you sell the one here, that won't be anything you own anymore. When you buy your new place, just tell the broker, if you get it done during the 2 years, tell the broker to make the offer in the name of the trust. It'll save you a few $100s.
And you can help Richard with the trust now, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Richard, you got Dave Schluter's number. He's great at what he does.
Can you actually take me off air and I'll give him my number and he can call me or email me sometime?
Yes, love that. Richard, stay on the line. Iridian's chatting with someone up. Iridian, keep Richard on the hold and we'll chat with him off the air and we'll be able to connect there. Okay, Dave Schluter, I want to talk now and we got some other questions in and we'll try and get to those two in a moment. If your house floods, mine has not, luckily. I'm at the top of a hill, and we've got a backup sump pump and a sump pump, and PermaSeal's done their whole look around at everything. Thank goodness.
And arm guards. You're all set.
I'm all set. Neighbors, not so much. We've had some issues. I'm wondering, and my neighbors are great people, and theirs was just the power went out, and the sump pump failed, and they got 2 inches of water in the house, and they fixed it, and et cetera, et cetera. Do they have to disclose that if they ever sell the house?
Here's what I say on that. It first of all, if it was truly ComEd and had nothing to do with the walls or window wells or anything like that, if you were to sell, you would state, yes, it has had a problem. But there's a place on the 23-question disclosure form that everybody has to see before they're bound to buy your house. There's a place for information on items you have answered are a problem. Most of them are none, 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 none. But let's say you say, was there flooding? Yes. You put an asterisk and you state, in 2026, due to power failure, we had water, all damage corrected through insurance, no further problems. And the reason is, if you don't bring it up, some neighbor's going to come over like 2 months after and say, did they tell you about the flood? It looked like Noah's Ark. Their couch was on the curb.
You're going to freak out as a new buyer. Yes.
And they're going, and then you won't, and then you may not be around, but they could find you and ask to, you didn't say about it and talk about you. So it's okay. And the realtors understand this. It's all about whether someone's going to be worried about paying the price that you're asking. So if you have you have receipts from Allstate and you have drywall changed, carpet changed, concrete floor or whatever, no problems are left. You know, they do a great job. In fact, the insurance companies don't want to screw that up, because if there's mold or something later, their contractor could be in trouble. So it's better to go ahead and be truthful. Now, in the intro, I heard John say, because I was already in the studio, can you lie? Well, the issue is, if you do lie, the buyer has 1 year from the date that they were handed your disclosure to come after you. And it's not a hard case to prove because all they got to do, I had one guy who called every contractor within 20 miles and he found the one that had done the work.
Wow.
Yes. And then also restoration companies, they have records. So people make those calls. If they blow the one-year statute, John, then they have to do the main one called general lying. That's called fraud, concealment of a known defect. That's 2 years. If they happen to skate and you don't find out to year three, you're just going to have to, you know, have the place fixed and move on.
So if you, in your first year, you buy the house, you notice, wait, there looks like there was water damage here, or maybe you had a moderate rainfall and boom.
All of a sudden, the half the basement has stains.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wait a second, I'm going to call these contractors till I find the one that worked on this house.
Yep.
You do, and you're within a year. That person that sold you that house without telling you that's in real trouble.
Yes, but one issue about litigation, John, nobody works for free. Like when you have a contingency lawyer, let's say for a medical malpractice or a car accident, there are no contingency lawyers in enforcing contracts after the fact. So you'll be looking at a retainer hoping that they locate the people, hoping that the people haven't spent all their money, and hoping that the judge agrees with you. So I talk a lot of people out of pursuing it, even if they're within the 1 year. Because all you get from that court, John, is a piece of paper that says the Jones lied to the Smiths, $8,000. But that they don't cut a check like they do with insurance companies.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, and sometimes they go, well, I heard they had, you know, Prudential Insurance. Well, sometimes in those scenarios, they decline representation if it wasn't within the bounds of the policy because their customer lied. So it's a trick bag. If anybody ever calls me while I'm still practicing, I refer all that stuff out, and none of my friends who I send those to would ever overly get you idealistic about turning it into money. Because even if on principle you do it, if ultimately it doesn't get paid for to fix your damage, all the money you spend trying to chase that scoundrel, you could just give to PermaSeal and be done.
Right. But if you were representing the seller in the scenario, mm-hmm. like my neighbors, you'd say, just put it on the form. I mean,
right.
a buyer and their agent and their lawyer are going to chat through the same thing and go,
yes,
oh, it was a power failure. Now you have a backup sump pump. You're in great shape.
Well, they may say this too. Can you have your seller explain, if you want to sell your house, you know, if you're under contract, you want to keep that deal together because you're going to buy a house. So you're going to say, yeah, here's the story. Here's the bills. Here's who came out and did it. And we've had no problems. And again, the home inspector, if the home inspector didn't find anything, then you're also in good shape because you're saying that that proves that we did it right.
Right, exactly. Dave Schluter, you do the tune-ups. You represent people in real estate transaction, commercial and residential as well.
Yes.
You do it all. Where are your offices located?
Yeah, we're out at 53 in Irving. It's a little town called Itasca, just west of the airport. I've been practicing 40 years. I've been at that office since 2009 and live in the same community. And
You got a million stories.
Yes. People do invite me to parties. I don't disclose who they're about, but yeah, I'm kind of a Rolodex on You Can't Believe This One.
I know. We should do a segment called You Can't Believe This One.
Oh, I'd be ready to go.
Okay.
We wouldn't have to even take breaks.
Yeah, for sure. Sherry and John, I know you're holding. Maybe offline, Dave can chat with you
guys.
Yeah,
they can give. If they want to give Iridian the number, I'll call them from the car.
Okay, sounds good. 312-981-7200 is our number. What is your number, Dave?
Yeah, 630-285-5300, and then WGNattorney.com.
Okay, you've now been here for 3.5 hours. Go home, Dave, okay?
Do I look pale?
No, you look great.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.